With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. As you probably heard this morning, we went through on the NRLroast.com page and picked our New South Wales team for game one of the 2022 NRL Origin Series. We cannot wait for that one in, 10 days away or something like that? 2 weeks away. It's getting very, very close. And we're going to go through our Queensland side today. So just a reminder, go to NRLroast.com and he's got two options there, New South Wales and Queensland. Pick both of your sides. He's given us a heap of options for every single position you go through. You pick your 1 to 13, and then you pick your bench player from those remaining players. Did it for New South Wales this morning. Go and have a listen to that one. And now we're going to dive into our Queensland side, which I think might be a little bit more difficult. The Queensland side is a bit more versatile than the New South Wales side, and there's a few more positions up for grabs. So we'll see how we go here with our Queensland Origin team selector on NRLroast.com. Make sure you go and fill yours in, and Roast, you'll come up with a heap of stats and the likely team according to you guys. So in the fullback role, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 options: Val Holmes, Kalyn Ponga, AJ Brimson, and Reece Walsh. For me, might not be in the greatest form of his career, but I have to go with KP here. He has shown in the Origin arena that he can well and truly handle himself. AJ Brimson has been playing 6. Reece Walsh has been going good for the New Zealand Warriors, but hasn't really been braining it, not enough to take that jersey off KP. Val Holmes has been the best of all of them so far this year, but he hasn't been playing fullback, and I will have him in the team elsewhere. So for me, KP at fullback, and as a New South Wales fan, I'm very nervous about him at fullback, despite how confident I've been in him not performing overly well for the Newcastle Knights this year, which realistically he hasn't so far, but I'm really confident that for State of Origin, he will step up. He's that sort of a footballer, KP. On the wings, plenty of options here. So the guys that Roasty has put down: Corey Oates, Selwyn Cobbo, Murray Tuilagi, Xavier Coates, Hamiso, and Dane Gagai. So when I look through that list, for me, Selwyn Cobbo is just a little bit too raw. I know he's killing at the moment. I know he's playing great footy, but I just don't think he's quite ready for the Origin arena just yet. He's not far away, and you know what? If they were to pick him, he probably would do a job, but it's not a risk that I want to take just yet, especially when I've got so many other guys that are killing it. For me, I know that a lot of people are questioning his defense, but I just think he's too much of a freak not to pick. So the first one I'm picking is Xavier Coates from the Melbourne Storm. Just got raw ability, great in the air, very hard to handle. So Xavier Coates, I pick him. On my other wing, it comes down to either Corey Oates, Murray Tuilagi. Could pick the hammer out there as well. But for me, I just think Corey Oates has earned that spot. He's been so good all year. He hasn't really got a heap of ball because Herbie Farnworth doesn't pass him the fucking thing. But I just think his meters coming out of his own end. He's been really safe this year. I think Corey Oates has to be there. I think Murray Tuilagi is very unlucky to miss this side. I think he's played well enough to be there, but I just can't fit him in on the wings there. I think Hammer, unfortunately, did a really good job last year. You could play him at center or on the wing. And I would have assumed after game 3 last year that he would definitely be in this team come game 1. But he hasn't been playing a heap of first grade footy. He's been coming off the bench and whatnot. So I just can't squeeze him in there, unfortunately. So my wingers, Corey Oates and Xavier Coates. All right, centers. Couple of options: Kurt Capewell, Val Holmes, Hammer, Dane Gagai. For me, as I said before, Val Holmes, he has been absolutely killing it for the North Queensland Cowboys. He's an automatic pick. And even if he was playing the worst football of his entire career, Dane Gagai, I will never not pick Dane Gagai in a Queensland Origin team when he is available and he is keen to play. He walks into it. He is an Origin player. Kurt Cable, I'll have him in the team elsewhere. And Hammer, I think he's going to miss selection this year, realistically. It's crazy that they only have four options. The New South Wales Blues, they had like 10 options. It was ridiculous at centre. But Val Holmes, Dane Gagai, they're in incredible form. Well, Val Holmes is. Dane Gagai has been good in the games he has played this year. And we know that he's one of the more Origin prone players we've seen in recent times. He always delivers. 5'8 jersey, couple of options here. AJ Brimson, Tommy Dearden, Sam Walker would all do good jobs. I don't know who would be my second choice after Cam Munster. He's the obvious pick. Munster, I wouldn't even think twice about not picking him. He's an automatic, obviously. Next up, I think on form would have to be Tommy Dearden, probably. I think AJ's been decent. Sam Walker's been good. I don't think he's quite ready for the Origin Arena, but your automatic there is Cameron Munster in the six. Halfback, few options. Tom Dearden and Sam Walker come up once again, but it comes down to these two, Ben Hunt and DCE. For me, I have to go with DCE, the skipper of the side. He's been in good form for Manly. His kicking game has been unbelievable defensively. There are worries there, but there's always been worries with DCE. People are only just starting to realise and talk about it now, unfortunately. But DCE, I would have him as the halfback. Ben Hunt, I think he's probably played better than DCE, to be honest with you, but I think you need Cherry in the seven jersey, realistically, and I will have a spot for Ben Hunt a little bit later, so we'll get to him. Let's move into the forward pack. So my back line as it stands right now, fullback, I've got KP, Xavier Coates and Corey Oates on the wings. Val Holmes and Dane Gagai make up the centres. Munster and DCE are your halves. Let's move to the lock forward. The options are Jai Arrow, Patrick Carrigan, Kobe Hetherington, Big Tino and Ruben Cotter. Personally, I would go in the direction of Pat Carrigan. He would be my 13. So Patrick Carrigan gets the nod for me at 13. Jai Arrow, I will have him in the team elsewhere. Tino, I will have him in the team elsewhere. Ruben Cotter, I'll have him in the team elsewhere as well. Kobe Hetherington hasn't quite done enough for me this year, but I think in the future, he will be a guy that plays State of Origin. Second rowers, Felice Kafusi. He's an automatic pick for me. Another guy that I'll probably pick until he decides he isn't up to playing for Queensland anymore. The other options, Kurt Capewell, Jaden Sewer, Bo Fermor, David Fifita, Tommy Gilbert, Cohen Hess, Jeremiah Nanai. Nanai, I think he's a real smoky, but I just don't think he's quite ready for it yet. Cohen Hess, I personally think his origin days might be over. Tommy Gilbert, he's played really well this year. He's a guy you need to consider, but I don't think he's quite at the caliber of making this team. Dave Fifita, named on the extended bench of the Gold Coast Titans this week, another guy that without the match fitness, I just don't think I can pick him coming off an injury, and I'm not sure if he would have been there anyway. Probably would have been, but he wouldn't have been in my starting team anyway. Bo Fermor has been playing great for the Gold Coast Titans, a guy that you would have to consider on your bench and stuff as a depth guy. Jaden Sewer has been decent for the Dragons, been a bit of a hit and miss season, sort of been overshadowed a bit by send-offs and sin bins at least. Jaden Sewer probably not in the realm of a starting team, maybe on the bench, but we'll get to that when we get there. I think Kurt Capewell, he is the other automatic there. You go for a bit of experience there in the back row in Kafusi and Capewell, two really solid defenders on either edge. I think both are going to be really important this year. So Kafusi, Capewell, and Paddy Carrigan, they make up the back row. Hooker, a couple of options. Reid Marnie, Harry Grant, Ben Hunt, Ruben Cotter for me. I don't see Ruben Cotter as a nine. I see him as a middle, as I spoke about last year and early this year. Ben Hunt, Harry Grant, these have probably been the two form guys as far as nine goes. Reid Marnie's sort of been a little bit hit and miss, but the last few weeks, he's been great for the Parramatta Eels. Was unlucky not to make his debut last year, but it has to be Harry Grant for me. I just think you're crazy not to go with Grant. There might be a world where they start with Hunt, they bring Harry Grant off the bench, but for me, I would just be playing Harry Grant nine and just seeing how he goes. Let's move into the front row, and we've got so many names here, it's fucking ridiculous. I'll just read them all out to you. Josh Papali, Jared Wallace, Jai Arrow, Tino, Pat Carrigan, Tom Gilbert, Tom Flegler, Mo Fotowaka, Lindsay Collins, Francis Molo, Joe Offahengawi, Cosby Corey Horsburgh, Ruben Cotter, and Kobe Hetherington. A heap of options as middle forwards there. Josh Papali, he is the automatic there. He walks straight into this side. He is one of the leaders in this team. So Josh Papali, he's an automatic. And the other one that I would start with, I think I would start with Tino in the front row. So Tino and Papali, they would lead with Paddy Carrigan in the 13.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now for my bench. Now, 14, I need a utility here. I know who it's going to be straight away. I need Ben Hunt in this side. I think he's been in incredible form. He can cover hooker. He can cover in the halves. So if you do have an injury, you know, in the backs anywhere, you've got Munster that you can move around. He's a little bit versatile. You've also got Capewell, who you could move into the centres if you needed to. So I feel like regardless of whatever injury they were to have, HIA, whatever it is in this game, they'd be able to cover it somehow with Ben Hunt. So I think he's a great little pick there. I think he's one of the more informed players in this competition. He's right up there on the Dally M leaderboard, despite his team going pretty bang average. So Ben Hunt, he gets a shout there for me straight away. The next guy that I simply have to pick in my team is Jai Arrow. So he gets a spot on my bench. I think he's been great for the Bunnies this year, and he's an automatic guy that gets picked. So Jai Arrow, you can either use him as a middle or an edge sort of guy. That leaves a couple of spots on my bench, two bench spots. One of them I'm going to give to Reuben Cotter. I think he has earned it this year. Bit of a smaller forward, I understand that, but he is tough as nails, and I think he's just a great guy to have in your team. He will do a job. He'll be fantastic. My other front rower, my other bench player, for me, it sort of comes down to either Flegler, Lindsay Collins, Mo Fotowaker. Who else have we got? Who else haven't I picked there? Jared Wallace is another one you could pick too. He's in decent form at the moment. For me, if I had to pick one of these guys, I think I'd have to go with the more sort of explosive guy coming off the bind. I think I would have to go with Big Mo Fotowaker. So as it stands right now, my bench is Ben Hunt, Jai Arrow, Mo Fotowaker, and Reuben Cotter. It does feel a little bit light to me, to be perfectly honest with you. But I think with Papali, Tino, both of these guys can play big minutes, as can Paddy Carrigan. I really don't mind it. You could put Benny Hunt on in the middle somewhere. It'll be interesting to see what Queensland do as far as how they, if they pick Reuben Cotter and Hunt. It obviously does make your bench a little bit smaller. Lindsay Collins, he was very close. I just think coming off the ACL injury and everything, I don't think he's quite himself just yet. Jared Wallace, he's probably got a few too many errors in his game for my liking to pick him here, but he has done a job before for Queensland. Flegler is probably really unlucky not to make this side at the moment, and I think I would probably have to maybe go Flegler over Cotter. I'm not quite sure. That's where it gets really tough. Cotter or Flegler, I'd be happy with either of them. I just feel like Cotter's done so much this year. He's a different sort of size forward. He does a heap of work. He's got great leg speed through the middle. I just think against New South Wales' pack, it's where you could maybe grab a little advantage when you got these Land of the Giants sort of guys in Junior Paulo, Payne Haas, these sort of fellas. I just feel like he could be a real point of difference. Mo Fotowaker and Jai Arrow, you know that they'll do a job for you through the middle. Papali, Tino, you can rely on them for big minutes, as you can with Paddy Carrigan. So that'll be my Queensland side as it stands right now. Kalen Ponga at fullback, Xavier Coates and Corey Oates on the wings. Jeez, they sound similar. Always fucks me up. Val Holmes and Dane Gagai in the centres, Munster at 6, DCE at 7. I would go with Josh Papali and Tino to start, Harry Grant at 9, Kafusi and Capewell in the second row with Paddy Carrigan in the 13. Then my bench, Hunt, Arrow, Mo Fotowaker, and I would either go Cotter or Flegler, but I am leaning towards Reuben Cotter as it stands right now. You might want to start a Mo Fotowaker and maybe bring Tino off the bench. Maybe that'd be a more effective way to use your bench, or Arrow to start. There's a few different ways that you could make that work, but that would be my 17. I've named 18 there, that last bench spot. I think I'd sort of wait until game day. I'd probably wait and see which team the Blues announce as well, which sort of direction they're going. You might need the size of Flegler over Cotter, but personally, I think Cotter's got Origin written all over him, and he'd be a guy that I would definitely want to have in my team. And I think Billy Slater will look at him, and he'll see a Dallas Johnson, and he understands how important Dallas Johnson was in their premierships and in their Queensland Origin victories. So personally, I do think he will find a spot for Reuben Cotter. That is if, you know, there might be a world where they don't pick a 14. Personally, I think they have to, though. I think Ben Hunt's in too good form, and he's performed too well in Origin in the past not to pick him. That's my Queensland side, guys. Make sure you jump on NRLRoast.com. Chuck in your team. Tick all the boxes. Send it through to Uncle Roasty, and he will go through and do all the stats and come up with a predicted team. Percentages for all the players like he normally does, as I'm sure he will again this year. A sensational initiative by NRL Roast. Make sure you go and do it for your Queensland team and for your New South Wales team. Stay tuned later today. We're going to have beers and break-evens coming your way. And then in the next 24 hours, we're going to be joined by Random Stats Guy for another cracking episode of all the shit that you didn't think you needed to know, but now you do, and you'll be stoked that you've got it in the back pocket.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.